Our time right now is 7:37, and joining us on the KRDO Morning News Newsline, we have Paul Myers Bennett, the Vice President of Marketing and Events for the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. Okay, so we understand that there are now economic impact payments that are going to be mailed to citizens, and they are going to be via debit cards, which is a surprising thing for a lot of folks who maybe aren't expecting it to come this way. So explain what people need to prepare for and also how they can protect themselves against fraudsters.
Well, we are very excited about being on the radio talking about this one this morning because it's the opposite of a scam. It looks like it could be a scam, but it's real. And it's real in the form of many Americans are actually getting money to try and give the economy a boost. So they come, there's a debit card in a very simple sealed envelope. It's called an economic impact payment. And so again, the idea there is that you get this debit card, you have it activated just like you would a debit card from a bank, and it comes potentially preloaded with money that then you can spend to kind of help jumpstart the economy and or just, fulfill some basic needs that you'd like or need to get.
Now, what's the reason for the debit card versus just sending out a check?
So checks are being sent to certain folks. And then also, if the government has your bank information on hand or stored, you may just see that money deposited directly into your account. However, if they don't have your information, it's an easier, more trackable way for the government to get that money to you.
And this is the opposite of what we've told people in the past, is that if you get an unsolicited card in the mail, don't trust what you're getting and don't, try using it. But this is the opposite of that. Is it difficult to be sending out now a somewhat conflicting message from prior messaging?
I'm glad you said that because it really does appear to be a scam. It looks like many of those fraudster cards that you do get in the mail. It's very simple. It arrives in a plain envelope. The return address on it says Money Network Cardholder Services, which, seems a little odd. The reason that we just wanted to get on the air with you this morning is to tell you, no, this is real. And, the BBB, we've been getting a ton of calls about this and emails just saying, could this potentially be real? It looks like a scam, but you can go to eipcard.com and you can see what the card looks like and just double check that it's yours. You can also go and call in and activate and see how much money is on that card. And again, it feels a little scammy, but it's real. So that's why we wanted to be on, just let people know.
I got to admit, we here in the KRDO News Radio staff, a certain staff member received one of those cards. We had actually, said, is this a scam? Is it not? We did a little bit of research, looked up the Money Network online, and were able to find, okay, this is what it is, and here's where you could go to, because you don't have to use it as a Visa. You could go and just collect all the money with the PIN information that you get, that you set up. So you can do that at ATMs.
You could even withdraw money. You could take it in, and I believe mm-hmm. the first time you withdraw money from your bank in cash form, it's free and a little bit after that. And so it really is a nice surprise. But it does look a little, it looks awkward.
I'm scared we may have thrown ours away if we got one.
All right, the next question. I have to jump in here. When you have those kinds of cards, sometimes they have fees associated with them. Are there any such fees with this card?
The only fee that I know about is, again, if you are going to withdraw money the first time, I believe there's no fee, and I think it's $5 after that. Now, as far as spending that money, I really don't know, and so that would be something to check again online. It's eip eipcard.com. So eipcard.com, and it'll have more of that information about just those fees that go along with it. But it really is money for you to spend. So it's legitimate from the government, and it can be in excess of $1,000.
Yeah, that's nothing to sneeze at. Okay, well, if you want to find out more information, we should guide folks to the Better Business Bureau's website. Can you give that to us, Paul?
You bet. So we are around to just help identify issues. So BBB.org is where you want to go. And if you have ran into a scam or you want to check out if there is potentially a scam going on and it's crowdsourced of everyone saying strange numbers have called you, it's BBB.org scam tracker, and you can just see what's going on. So we appreciate you.
Oh, well, we appreciate you, and that information solved a little mystery for us. Okay, Paul Myers Bennett telling how some folks are getting free money and it's not a scam. So that is a great message to be sending and delivering on this Monday morning. Thanks so much, Paul.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
743, KRDO's Morning News.